This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Doug Parker. How are you, Doug?
I'm excellent. How are you?
And Doug is the CEO and chairman of American Airlines, the largest airline in the world by almost any standard that you pick. It's 6,700 flights a day, over $40 billion in revenue, 120,000 employees. But we are going to hear stories of turnarounds two times. But let's first start from CEO Chairman. Yeah. What is your real take of what American Airlines is?
Well, it's an airline of people. You know, over 100,000 employees that are out there every day, making our economy run by getting people safely around the world, allowing people to go see the world, allowing people to see their families. It's a really noble profession that our people do. That is why we're all here. You know, and our job is leadership. You know. Being the largest airline, you know, we're proud of that, but that's not what we care about. What we care about is making sure that we're taking care of our team so they can take care of our customers.
And it must be interesting for you because you started your career really at American Airlines in finance. Yeah. What does it feel like coming back?
It's been a long ride. You know, I started straight out of school at American Airlines and was here for about 5 years in the late 80s. Went off to Northwest and then America West and U.S. Airways and came back to the U.S. Airways merger just a few years ago. It's great to be back. It's, like I say, it's been a wonderful ride. This is, you know, of all those companies, you know, you always think back to the place you started. And what I know is when I was at American in the late 80s, we all knew it was the greatest airline in the world. Maybe others didn't think so, but we sure did. And, you know, to come back as the company's gone through so much and is coming out of bankruptcy and to be able to be here as we restore it to that level of greatness is really fun.
And let's talk about the merger, because not all mergers are successful. And yours, there was a quote in Air Transport World, and I want to read it exactly, verbatim, practically flawless, despite being the largest, most complex merger in airline history.
Yeah.
So how did you accomplish that? What was the behind the scenes that enabled you to do that?
Well, it starts with a great team. I mean, we and a great plan. You know, we'd done one before. You know, the team that works directly with me, we coming from U.S. Airways, we had done one with from America West to U.S. Airways. So we'd learned some from that. Indeed, we had a stumble in that experience that we remembered. We'd seen other airlines.
Wait, let's stop.
Sure.
What was the stumble that you remember?
Back in America West U.S. Airways, we had a difficult transition on a reservation system, which is where all of our customers' reservations are held. And as the day we cut over, you know, it was a really tough day for our team and our customers because we were having trouble getting people finding the reservations and things. So we didn't manage that well. We saw how. Despite, you know, what we thought was right, the proper planning. So what we learned is that, you know, this stuff is more complex than you might anticipate, and you have to focus the entire team around what can be mundane work. I mean, you're taking two systems and working like crazy to make them become one that does the exact same thing the two were doing before. It's not really exciting, and if you do it right, nobody even notices it happened. So, you know, but it's so important. You certainly notice if it doesn't go right. So We started on day one, actually before the merging. The two teams started working together, and on laying out a plan, we set up we appointed a chief integration officer and brought in some consultants to help us at least with the planning, and made sure we were focused on it every day. Every week, you know, we'd be in this room on Wednesday mornings all morning talking simply about integration at the very senior level, myself and the rest of the team, talking about whatever the biggest topics were. So we made certain that. that it was number one priority of the company, because it had to be. We even said things like, you know, we have to integrate then innovate, which is a really tough thing to say to a company, you know, when all you want to do is innovate, and particularly when you're behind others like American had been from being in bankruptcy. But we knew we just had to put some things on hold and go work on integration, because if we messed up the integration, nothing else was going to matter. And we'd seen that with other airlines where they'd done mergers before us, and we're still struggling with them years later, and we didn't want to see that happen. So it came down to getting the right people on the team and making sure they were all working together, and we're really proud of what we accomplished as a result.
And what did you see your role as CEO in that entire discussion, and in the communications, and in the team building, and in the assignment of who does what?
Yeah, the team building was the biggest. I mean, we came in this merger, first of all, a lot of us from U.S. Airways coming in from the smaller airline being put in charge of the larger airline. And, you know, so that already has some sort of, you know, dynamic on the team.
Let's go right in now into that dynamic. What
sure.
is that dynamic? You've gone through that dynamic twice,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
What is the dynamic of coming in the smaller team taking over the larger team? How does it work? What are you overcoming there?
Credibility, in large part. I mean, in both cases, and the first one again was we were at America West. I was at America West, and some of us are still here. Started America West, a smaller airline in Phoenix, long ago, and we merged with U.S. Airways in 2005 to create a bigger, stronger airline. We needed to, so we did it then. That was not quite as difficult in terms of the cultural integration as this one, because U.S. Airways had been through two bankruptcies. They'd lost a lot of their management as a result. If they wouldn't have merged with America West, they probably would have liquidated. So that situation was easier to assimilate and to bring people together, because they would, you know, I think everyone at U.S. Airways recognized there wasn't another option. But even then, what you want to do is not come in and pretend like we have all the answers to the bigger airline. That's the credibility point I'm getting at. I mean, there's a sense of, you know, at the larger airline, that what do you guys know? And there's a sense from those that are coming in of saying, well, we're here for a reason. You know, we must know a lot, because they brought us in to be in charge of this larger airline. And you don't want either one of those, kind of attitudes to prevail, and what you want to do is bring everybody together. And so, and again, it was bigger here, of course, because now we came into a much more proud organization at American Airlines that had never seen anything, you know, had never seen anything like a bankruptcy, certainly hadn't seen, you know, anyone run the organization that hadn't grown up in the organization, and was really proud, and this to them was really different. So, look, you know, the biggest thing we do is just make sure we're working together. And for those of us coming in, we were just tried everything we could to let people know, look, yes, we're here, but we don't have all the answers. We need everybody, and what we need are the best people on the team. And, you know, we may do things differently, but we don't know what the right answers are. What we know is we all got to work together. It's not going to work unless we do. It doesn't go that easily at the start, but the real answer is just being open and transparent and telling people, you know, everything, you know, being humble enough to tell people what you don't know, and to let them know that, you know, you understand that none of us are going to succeed unless we work together. And, you know, fortunately we were able to do that. One thing I also note is it was really fragile in the beginning. You just know that. So that's why things like integration are even more important. If we'd had any stumbles early on when the team wasn't really coalescing, I was worried we'd fracture. And I was telling the board that. I said, look, we're holding everybody together now, but they're not really a team yet. And if we have one stumble along the way, I'm worried we're going to have people start pointing fingers. So that's what made the integration that much more important, that we didn't have any stumbles, because it was critical to getting the team together. We needed successes.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Doug Parker, who is the chairman and CEO of American Airlines. We were talking about the integration. I'd interrupted you and asked you before about your role as CEO. So let's just spend, we have about 2 minutes until break.
Sure.
What is the most important thing that you do in that point as CEO?
We view leadership as just an awesome responsibility, and there, you know, we have in our case over 100,000 people who are dependent upon us to, you know, create an environment where they can go do their jobs and know how important it is and be and feel rewarded. So that's what I view my role as, is making sure we create that environment. And we certainly aren't going to be out the ones out there flying the airplanes and loading bags. We need to make sure that those people that are and know how to do it have the tools they need, that they're supported. So what, and generally what that means is me making sure that as we make decisions that we keep that in mind, that we're always working to create an environment where our team feels good about the company they work for, so that they will take care of our customers, and we know if we do that, that'll take care of our shareholders. And that's the mantra we just keep trying to put in. It's also a little transformational for our business, because our business changed so much. That wasn't the mantra we had in prior years when all it was about was survival. And oftentimes that meant you had to do really tough things as it relates to your team.
We're taking a commercial break. When we come back, we're speaking more with Doug Parker. Remember, everyone, as CEO, your role is to create the environment. When we come back, we're going to talk about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese of the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Doug Parker. And Doug is talking about the changing of the environment from mergers, but now we're going to shift and talk about your leadership philosophy. You've had a lot of experience as CEO in mergers, and you're running an organization of over 100,000 people. How would you define, really, your leadership philosophy?
We think it's about creating an environment for our team that allows them to succeed. We believe that our job is to go give our team that knows how to do the job so well the tools they need to do it well and make sure that they have what they need so they can take care of our customers and they'll take care of our shareholders.
And it's at employees, customers, shareholders. That's the direction you go.
It is. Yeah. And again, it's in an airline that's somewhat new. I mean, Southwest did this well before anybody else, but the rest of us were much more, I think, shareholders, and largely because we had to survive. But it started with shareholders, and the way you take care of shareholders is somehow make sure that you're keeping your costs down and doing everything you can to survive. And as the business has changed, you know, the biggest job, and another key part of leadership is being able, I think, to lead the organization for the future, not, you know, where, and particularly in times of transformation like this, to keep showing people that it's different and keep pointing out that it's different. Because it's, in our business, it's really hard for people to forget the past because it's been so traumatic. So to try everything, much of what we're trying to do today as a leadership team is just convince people that this is truly different. We try and do that by pointing it out as much as we can. We also do it by trying to do things like positive surprises that they receive.
Positive surprises. Yeah. Talk about that.
Our teams worked so long for a company where if something came up that surprised them, it was usually not a good surprise.
Right.
Layoffs and bankruptcies and
what's an example of a positive surprise?
We put in profit sharing last year at American Airlines, you know, unilaterally. It wasn't 90% of our employees are contract employees, union employees, and we didn't have a profit sharing plan, and others did, and we didn't think that was right. So we decided, you know, unilaterally, here's a profit sharing program we're going to put in place today. 5% of earnings right off the top now goes to a profit sharing.
Was that a tough sell to the board?
It was. Look, we have a great board, but, you know, we certainly couldn't have done it the day the board was put together. You know, we had to, over time, you know, educate the board on where we are, where the industry's been. They fully understand it. So by the time we got to it, it wasn't a tough sell at all. Indeed, some of them, you know, were pointing out that, you know, are you worried about this, having this difference versus some of your competitor airlines? And we were. So the board was actually helpful in that regard. But, yeah, it's tough for shareholders to understand why it is, you know, you need to do things that are outside the contract. But our view is, you know, the business has changed, and the old world where we never would have done something like that, we can't just talk about how it's changed. We need to prove that it's changed, and you do that with tangible change.
And I think you're putting your money where your mouth is. You've put in $3 billion into the entire customer experience.
We have. We need to upgrade the product. The airline's been underinvested as it went through the difficulties it did. We're bringing in a new airplane every 4 days, replacing an old one. So the fleet is now the youngest amongst all of our major competitors. We're also investing in non-aircraft issues such as not airplanes themselves, but Wi-Fi on the airplanes, lay-flat seats throughout all of our international aircraft, improving the Admirals Clubs, making sure that that we have a product that is as good or better than anybody else's in the industries. And, you know, profits help us do that, and we're able to do that, and again, continue to invest in our team as well.
Is there anything about Doug Parker that people don't know that you like CEOs to know?
I'm not certain. I enjoy what I do. I've been blessed to be able to get this far to do it. I never set out to be the CEO of American Airlines. All I ever wanted to do in each job was do as well. I've always, I think, been looking to, how I can do that better and get to the next step. But where my career really took off is when I stopped trying to manage my own career and really started caring about the people that work for us. I was at America West, and we knew that airline wasn't going to succeed if we didn't do something bigger, because it just didn't have the assets to do so. And I remember talking to a flight attendant, and as we were in some tough times, he told me, look, you can't let this airline go under. This I'm good at my job, but this is what I do. I'm a single mother. This is the job I've always had, and I can't go do something else now. I've structured my life around this type of career. And that really resonated with me. And from that point on, we started thinking about those people, because it wasn't her fault. She was great at her job. And our job was to get them into a safe harbor. So that's why we worked so hard at the U.S. Airways merger, and that's why we worked so hard to get this merger done, because we worried about those people, that flight attendant in the back of the galley who didn't, by no fault of her own, was maybe going to be out of work because her leadership didn't care enough about making sure that airline stayed around.
And I can see looking in your eyes, viscerally, you really care about it. This hits you.
Oh, yeah. It's what drove us to get this far. And again, oftentimes in conversations like this, people ask me about, how did you get to be CEO? And that was never the path. The path was we had to get this team to say these people that were working so hard into safe harbor, and that was a natural progression.
Yep.
But at any point along the line, we were fine.
But
only then did my career really take off, because I cared less about my career and cared more about something bigger than ourselves. And as we did that,
it's a great message to everyone. And I think you have the message probably while you're at CEO as well. And so you have, though, you become the CEO, but meanwhile, your office is like anyone's little cubicle. I mean, when you see it, right? What made you choose a small office like that, and how you're looking at the whole future of American Airlines?
Yeah, look, our business needs to be open and collaborative. Our company needs to be open and collaborative for this business. This building had these old, 1990s offices, this enormous office. You couldn't see anybody, and I didn't like it. So I started by opening up my office, and then finally decided, let's just tear these offices down and put in a real open environment. So what used to hold six people now holds 16. It's me and all my direct reports in an area with, and it's much, much easier to know what's going on and to collaborate. And we're actually in the early stages of building a new headquarters, and the entire headquarters can look like that. So we're leading the way by starting with it, and it's fantastic.
So I just want to ask you to sum things up. What's most important to Doug Parker that sums up his DNA, his philosophy?
Validating trust. We every day, we have people that show up and work at this company that are trusting us to do the right thing by them. We have customers that are showing up on our airplanes, trusting us to take care of them and do right by them. We have shareholders that are looking to us to trust the confidence they've placed in us. Our job is to validate that. Our job is to make sure that we are doing that's a big responsibility, and to make sure that we're up to that responsibility, that those that are trusting in us get what they ask for. And our job is to make sure that that's done, and we try and do it every day.
Well, Doug, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thanks. I enjoyed it, Rob.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi,
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lou Shapiro.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. And that's because I am with you, who is the CEO of HSS, and out of 5,000 hospitals in America, none is like HSS. Talk exactly what the model is.
There's a couple of things that make HSS distinctive from other healthcare organizations across the country. The first is we are the largest healthcare organization in the United States that only takes care of people with musculoskeletal conditions. The audience would think of that as things that are orthopedic related, things that enable people to live life to their fullest through movement. So we're the largest of its kind.
And the first as well, founded in 1863.
Yep. Yep, been around for 155 years. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we've earned the reputation of being the leader in our field, and there's many different ways to measure that. One way is organizations that rank them, and there's a conventional ranking organization. U.S. News and World Report ranks hospitals and has a robust methodology. We've been ranked number one for 9 years in a row. I think the third reason why we're unique is that we have a culture in the organization that causes us to be very high performers, and regardless of what level of performance we've accomplished and position that we've earned the industry, we are eternally unsatisfied with where we are, and we think there's an ability to do more and better. And that's a culture that permeates the organization from every part, regardless of what the role is. So I think those are the things that put us in a class by ourselves.
Okay, so let's go into that. What is it that you want to achieve then? If you're already in the number one position and you're unsatisfied, what does the next level look like?
So we are motivated by being better. And this word better is sort of the foundation of our strategic plan. How do we get better at what we do? Better, 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 better.
Everything.
There's
every individual as well as aggregately.
Well, we're an academic organization, so we teach and we do research and we innovate the future. But at the core, we take care of patients. By no stretch of the imagination are we perfect at anything we do. With everything we do, there's an opportunity to improve our performance for the people who need us. And the people who need us are the people who are receiving care from us and the people who are helping pay for the care that those people are receiving. That could be the federal government, or it could be employers as well as consumers.
Actually, orthopedics is the fastest growing and most expensive for any major large company for CEOs.
Yeah, if you look at the healthcare spend of large employers, musculoskeletal orthopedics is always in the top three. Oftentimes it's one, but it could be it could be second to a couple of other different specialties, but it's high, it's at the top of the list. It's among the fastest growing, and it's probably one of the areas where there are the most opportunities to for them to get more value out of what they're spending. Maybe spend less and certainly get more value out of it.
And I'm thinking, if you have a top executive and you need to make sure they're better, you want to get it right. So So now I'm going to challenge you, because you said you always want to get better, and you mentioned U.S. News and World Report, and I did the research on this. I'm on some hospital boards, so I see it. And number two in America in orthopedics is the Mayo Clinic, and their score was 83. And when you look down to, like, number six, their scores are in the 60s. 81. They're still great. Your score was actually 100, which is, I think it's like unprecedented that someone gets an actual score of 100 and is 19 points higher than number two. Now, you're saying, Lou, you want to get better, but you're already at 100. How do you do that?
Yeah. So just to be transparent, anyone who's ranked number one is 100.
Oh, there you go.
That's the index. That's
okay. The index. Oh, so you're the automatically the highest. So, yeah. So you ain't that good then.
Yeah. Right. We're not good enough.
There you go.
We're not good enough.
So what are, as leader of this organization, and you've been, and the official name is Hospital for Special Surgery.
Correct. Hospital for Shorthand HSS.
Shorthand HSS. And what is the website, if anyone right now wants to go to it?
HSS.edu.
Okay, that's good. So let's talk about your leadership philosophy here. You became CEO in 2006. And now you've been here. What is it you're proudest of that you've done? And I sort of have a sense, because I know about the name recognition, what it was, and where it is globally now. But talk about where HSS was when you became CEO and what you've done to get better and better.
So I think there was a couple questions there. Let me first answer, what I'm most proud of. I'm a believer in the concept that's associated with purpose-driven organizations. Like, what's the purpose of the organization? Not so much what it does, but what is its purpose? And we have articulated a purpose in the organization that is inspirational and aspirational, and one that has been internalized by perhaps not everyone, but by, I think, a significant part of the organization. And our purpose is to help people get back to what they need and love to do better than any place in the world. And that's our purpose. It's very, very clear. If we don't fulfill that purpose, then we don't have any purpose. And then, how do you create a culture in an organization where people, regardless of their role, buy into that and believe that and feel that and live that each and every day? And it's not rocket science. It's hard work and a lot of blocking and tackling. And the way I try to articulate it is that there's a phrase I use: leadership by all.
Leadership by all.
Leadership by all. Everyone's a leader, regardless of your role. We're all the same. We do different things when we come to work, but we're all leaders. It doesn't matter if you're a surgeon, if you're responsible for discovering the next way to treat rheumatoid arthritis, or whether you're keeping the place clean, or whatever your role is, everyone's a leader. Without everyone being a leader, regardless of their role, it's not humanly possible to fulfill that purpose, right? Because it's not better than any place, and it's not meant to be an arrogant statement of better than any place in the world. That's our purpose. There's no point of having an organization like HSS in a city like New York City that has the privilege of focusing on one thing instead of, like, many healthcare organizations, have to focus on all different kinds of disease conditions, unless you can be the best in the world at that. So I think we're on the journey to create that culture that fulfills that purpose.
And let's, on that note, we're going to take a break. Remember, be aspirational and inspirational. When we come back with Lou Shapiro of HSS, we're going to talk about how do you get a whole culture to become aligned in that purpose where everyone is a leader. And then we're going to talk about the future of healthcare and how we can improve it in America. Back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. I'm here today with Lou Shapiro, who is the CEO of HSS, which stands for Hospital Special Surgery. And it is the number one rated hospital in America. It is the largest in orthopedics. And we're talking about your culture. So you've over 5,000 people, and you've some physicians who are some of the most skilled, the smartest, and you've people at every different level. But you're talking about getting people to be a leader. Do you have any unique practices you do to get everyone together where you say, oh, lunch with Lou, or you do town hall meetings, or they do individual meetings? How do you actually accomplish getting everyone to be a leader? Any unique things that are done at HSS?
Yeah. So I don't know if they're unique or not, but I'll tell you. Generally speaking, what we do, and like I said before, I don't think it's rocket science. I think it's just hard work, and you first have to believe it's important, and if you believe it's important, then you have to authentically act like it's important in all of your activities. And the way I describe it, there's three or four parts of this. One is you need to recruit people. Obviously, we are recruiting people who have the skill level they need to be in a place like that. That's a given.
Or they wouldn't that, be
that's
there
a, without
the skill.
That's a given. But you are recruiting people who have the behavioral characteristics where they could buy into that kind of organizational mission.
I just want to stop you there. How do you know when you're interviewing a senior executive if they have those behavioral characteristics?
Well, it's not just the senior executive.
It's everyone. Everyone is a leader.
It's here. A surgeon. It's a scientist. It's a nurse. It's a physical therapist. It's a housekeeper.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You know, it's qualitative.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least for us, it's qualitative. And you are listening for the stories they tell about their experiences and what's important to them. And if someone's telling me what I did as opposed to what we did, as an oversimplified version of that, they're going to be less oriented to teamwork than they need to be. There's many analogies you can use sports teams, right? So you could have great individual players, but if they don't play well as a team, they're going to lose. They're going to lose. We got to hire the right people. And then the second thing is how we onboard them into the organization. You know, what happens from the day they start through, we generally look at it as the first 3 or 4 months, because if you don't bring them into the organization the right way, and if you tell them one thing and do another, then they become cynical, right? And then it's
that is a brilliant point. That's how cynicism happens, and that becomes cancer throughout the organization.
Yep. And once you get that wrong, it's game over. So the onboarding process begins with, and depending on the group, it may be a little different. So surgeons may be different than the masses of the organization. So I'm talking about the masses of the organization. First day orientation, I show up and I talk to them about what they signed up for. You're making sure they understand that they
are a leader and that they're continually going to become better.
Yeah, and this is the kind of organization they signed up to join. So if anyone isn't up for that kind of challenge, they picked the wrong place. Right now, everyone knows that people study the organization, and as soon as they get an offer letter, they watch a video from me where I reinforce the message. Then we have orientation. 20 different people come and talk to them. But, I always talk to them. We probably have 50 to 100 people joining the organization a month. And that's, net new growth in our workforce as well as some turnover. So very rarely do I miss one of those. So the onboarding process is important. What happens during the first 3 months? At the end of the 3 months, we invite them back for.
Keep going.
At the end of 3 months, we invite them back for a breakfast meeting, and we say, okay, when you started, this is what we told you. Tell me about your experiences during the first 3 months. And they give us ideas about things that could be improved, but more importantly, at that time, it's to remind them of our purpose and their role as leaders. Then this is where the real hard work begins, which is you got to walk the talk. Everything that you do in the organization needs to reinforce that you mean what you say. So do these individuals know what's expected of them? Do they get feedback? Do they have the tools and equipment to do their job? Does someone care about their growth and development? Does their opinion count? And, that's about creating a work environment that checks off those boxes. And then we measure to that. We do a employee engagement survey every 1 to 2 years where we have over 85% participation, where we measure that. And we see where we're doing that well and where we're not. And where we aren't doing it as well as we should, we go into those work units with the leaders of those work units and work to improve. It goes back to being better, 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 and just continually do that.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left, and I want to tell you on that story you said, it's obvious to me why your net promoter score, for anyone listening, 95, that's a 9 and a 5. I don't think anyone in your industry is even close to that. But we've only 2 minutes left. So I want to ask you about, in the future of healthcare, what are the different ways to deliver high-value healthcare? Are there more than one way, just one way? What's the future of healthcare with that?
So I've been working in the industry for 35 years. There's more change going on now than any point in my career. So I don't think we're really going to know the answer to that question until it's 5 years from now and we look back. But having said that, there's something to be said about our model of healthcare, which is a condition specialty organization.
And you have 1 minute left.
Right? Do one thing and do it better than anyone else. And looking at the whole continuum, how in our field do we keep people healthy? There's a lot of knowledge that we have that we can help people stay healthy and not need us. The word that we use is creating an ecosystem focused on people's musculoskeletal health.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Lou Shapiro, the CEO of HSS, the highest ranked of, by any measure, in the entire hospital industry. A great pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My privilege. Thank you very much.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.